Hello, this is the Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Uber announces a clean air surcharge for rides in London. Riders will pay an additional 50p per mile for journeys within the city. It comes as Uber also launches a scheme to help drivers purchase electrical vehicles. Uber is offering funds commensurate with the average number of hours driven. The FAA proposes new drone rules that would remove the requirement for a special waiver for nighttime flights. It will require a light visible for 3 miles though, and it will enable drones weighing half pounds or less to fly over populated areas without additional requirements. Drones weighing more than half pounds will face additional safety standards. Scooters are behaving less badly. Data from a pilot of scooter sharing in Portland, Oregon, found that small electrical vehicles often replaced short car trips, backing up the arguments from Bird and Lime that they are reducing congestion and local emissions, the New York Times reports. Instagram sells ad space to firms that charge for fake followers and other inauthentic behavior, reports the TechCrunch. At least 17 services that let users pay for auto-follows or unfollows are advertising on the platform. Instagram previously said that they will crack down on such companies. And in response to the report, Facebook has removed specific ads and associated Facebook pages. Amazon is now including its upgraded Alexa voice remote in its entry-level Fire TV Stick, a replacement for the old basic remote that the company previously included. Amazon, however, is not raising the $39 price tag. The remote is capable of controlling the TV, soundbar, and other AV equipment, and can do things like switch inputs or tune to a channel on your cable box. Amazon notes this is the only device at $40 or less on the market that allows control over so many pieces of equipment. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.